And Shaq, I'd love to throw to you. You were able to really, you spent about 5 to 7 good minutes with him. And you can watch that on AtlantaFalcons.com. And it's a great interview. You asked him some really good questions, both about his philosophy, what he's about off the field, you know, where he came from. Now it's, you know, a couple days later, what are your general impressions?
I was intrigued. Just like Jay just mentioned, I was intrigued about the press conference. Just listening to him talk. Me and Matt were actually sitting in the back of the Matt Ryan, we were sitting in the back of the press conference, and a couple times he was talking, and Matt leaned back to me, was like, "I like that." And, you know, you can see how fired up he was about it, and I was the same way. And I'm not even playing. I was like, I would love to play for this guy. I seems like he has everything, as you say, organized. He has everything he wants to do, and you can tell he has that energy, that emotion about him. Then when I got to sit down with him one-on-one, I can understand where his passion comes from. I can understand the lineage of the people, the guys he's been under, the things that he's went through, to say, hey, this is a guy who is ready for this moment, and he's going to excel at it. I think he's got all the tools to be, you know, one of the better coaches in his league. And I think he's definitely going to turn this organization around, I would say immediately, just because of the way he kind of his demeanor towards everybody. I think he's gonna spark everybody around here to, you know, give a little bit more.
Can you put some perspective on it, being a former player yourself? And you know, there isn't a whole lot that can be done right now. You know, he's gonna go ahead and he's gonna evaluate the roster and all those things. As a player, you're just still kind of doing your offseason program. It's completely voluntary at this point. You know, you're just trying to maybe recuperate from the end of the season and maybe start thinking about getting ready for the next season. When all you really have to go on is the press conference that he gave the other day, as a player, how important is it for you to look at a guy and feel his confidence, feel how well-spoken he is, and buy into what he says in just, you know, a 20 or 30-minute press conference?
Huge. I think you can get a lot from that. I think a lot of people, you hear the expressions, first impressions are everything. And I think his first impressions mean a lot to the players. They mean a lot to the people who watch, in the fans, organization, the hierarchy of Arthur Blank and Dimitrov, just the way he handles himself. That means a lot. And what you get from that 30 minutes can really motivate you, especially in this offseason, to say, all right, I got a coach in here who's coming with a lot of energy. He's coming with a lot of passion. One other thing, he's used to winning. So I got to know, I got to step my game up. And just walking through the locker room the other day, I saw at least 10, 15 guys already in here working out. And I was talking to Matt about it. He was like, this doesn't happen in January and February. This just doesn't happen. Guys are vacation. Guys are doing. But I think guys understand he's coming from a different level. He's coming from a different outlook of how to run a team, how to keep his guys ready to play. And I think he's going to bring that energy, and he's going to bring that emotion, and he's going to bring that kind of wherewithal that guy's going to say, hey, I better step up my game, or I may not be here. Mm-hmm.